Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Just to start big picture, how has training camp been so far?
It's been fun the past 5 days. 5 days, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, getting back into that rhythm, playing, hearing the calls in the huddle, and going out there and executing and having fun with the guys. So it's been great.
What's been your favorite part?
Catching touchdowns. Simple.
What's been your reaction to the fan reception that you've received? It's like every day going up for it.
I mean, I'm grateful, you know. I'm grateful to be a fan favorite, and, you know, I'm just hoping to come out there and put on a show for them and execute and, you know, do my job on the field.
Keon, yesterday Joe Brady talked about how you guys don't have true positions. There's not an X, there's not a Y. It's two-man concepts. It's three-man concepts. Is that a little different for you? Are you used to that? Are you used to having just, hey, I play the X? Or is this something, you know, how have you kind of learned the offensive concepts compared to what you've known in the past?
Nah, I'm used to playing everything. There's no such thing as an X or Y or Z. You got to get open. You call the receiver, not a whatever receiver. You just got to be able to get open. And it's hard to learn the playbook just trying to learn one position, because you can easily be on the other side of the field, in the slot, outside, inside. You could be motioning to it, different things like that. So I learned the playbook conceptually. So I learned concept by concept and learned every single spot. So I can be anywhere.
When did you start, approaching a playbook that way? Was it in college, high school? Like, have you always been that way?
Yeah, college, really. Once I got to college. High school playbooks are, high school, yeah, it was like, it wasn't even the X, Y, Z. You was on the left, you was on the left. You was on the right, you was on the right. But getting to college, learning playbooks, learning concepts, all that stuff came at once. And, you know, my coach broke it down to me and helped me learn it the most efficient way I could. I'm pretty confident. When I'm in a huddle, hearing the calls, I can execute my job and do what I need to do.
What's the chemistry feeling like with Josh right now?
Feel great. You know, we're in a good spot. To say we 5 days in the training camp, so looking for that to keep on elevating.
I know you guys had a lot in the spring, you and Josh getting to know each other. You got together during the break. But what have you learned about him in these couple months since you've been drafted and now that he's your quarterback?
He's probably more goofy than me, honestly, bro. He's like a big kid, loves to have fun. And, you know, when it's time to get on the field, we're going to work.
How does he flip the switch, like, when you're out there?
Man, it's just natural, bro. Like, you got a job to do when you put your helmet, when you walk in the locker room, not even when you put your helmet on. When you walk in the locker room, it's a job to do today. So, you know, it's times to be fun. You got to stay loose within, you know, playing so that, you know, having as much fun as you can while playing the game, you get the love. So, I mean, it's easy.
Goofy, how have you seen that at camp? Like, he tells us a lot about how much fun he has here in the dorms and everything. Like, has he done anything particularly funny?
Nah, not particularly. Like, I love it here too. It's like, I didn't get to spend much time at dorms and college, but it's like everybody's in one space. So you go to the lobby or your floor, you get to see the guys, hang out with them, play the game, do funny stuff, just, you know, be ourselves.
What's been your favorite game?
I don't even really play the game. I just be watching.
Okay.
I have my own game going on. I be talking trash to everybody while they playing.
Who's got the best dorm setup?
Huh?
Who's got the best dorm setup?
I ain't going to nobody rooms. I mean, that's why we had a lobby area. I ain't trying to go in your room. That's your private area.
Yeah, what's been your reaction to a training camp with fans and signing autographs that you just did?
It's been great. You know, it's an all-in-one, you know, atmosphere. It's like in the middle of a game, you can go, you know, sign autographs or whatever. But, you know, that's not the case. But you get to have fun, and then after that, embrace the fans and the love.
There's guys like Khalil, who've been in this offense now for a couple of years, and there's other vets like Matt Collins. Just what have you been able to learn from some of the more veteran receivers and that receiver? What have you been able to
build? So understanding, you know, defense is more, what they're trying to do schematically, how to get open, different release tips here and there. Like, just pretty much all the things that they would know being in the league for so long. So every day just learning something new, trying to get 1% better and try that here and there, try to implement how they're great at things into my game.
And I know it's only a few days into camp, but where would you say your relationship is with Joe Brady?
I mean, I think we like this, you feel me? If you ask me, that's my guy.
You opened up 7-on-7 with a nice touchdown down kind of like around the numbers area. Like, can you kind of remember that play, walk us through it, and kind of what you're trying to get accomplished on that route?
Really, so I had a slot fade and pretty much just do my job, get to the bottom of the numbers, and just so happened Rasul was midpoint and got into his blind spot and he didn't know where I was, so it was just wide open.
What's it been like going up against Rasul? I love it. You know, we get to conversate after each rep, understand how you, why you won the rep, why you lost the rep, how to get better at it, just different things like that.
How comfortable are you moving around like a chess piece? And, you know, what is your experience with playing with more seasoned corners such as Benford and you?
I'm going to answer the first question. Moving around like a chess piece, I mean, I love it. Shows that you can have some versatility and that you actually know what you're doing out there, and you can build more trust between you, your OC, and your quarterback. And then going against them guys, you just get better every day. You know, every rep, like I said, you conversate about the rep and understand why you won or why you lost it, and you come back the next play and compete like that.
Yeah, and they say rookies still have their head spinning this time, you know, early in their first season. You've gotten to the point in the year now where it's everyday football now. We're in the full-time part. Does it still feel like it's fast, or that you're still trying to kind of figure things out a little bit?
Nah.
Why do you say that?
I've been studying. Simple as that. I kind of know what's going on. I pretty much know what's going on. So I'm confident that I'm going to know what's going on when I hear the calls, get the calls, and I'm going to line up and do my job.